Now to another iconic movie and a memorable scene that came to life on a recent afternoon in a Washington, D.C. alleyway. NPR's Travis Larchuk, another T, brings us this postcard.
Step one, inflate a 10-foot-high plastic ball. Step two, cover it with a bunch of brown bedsheets. Now you've got yourself a makeshift giant boulder. Step three, start the boombox. This is the Alley of Doom. For one day, anyone who showed up to this alley in Washington, D.C. could take a free turn at playing Indiana Jones. Grab a fedora, a whip, and run for their lives from a huge boulder rolling right at them.
All right.
But first, sign the release form.
We're getting release waivers because nobody's getting sued from this.
That's Lauren Ellen McCann. She created the Alley of Doom. She did it with a grant from the Awesome Foundation, which is a group that funds quirky projects like this. Five runners showed up in wrestling masks. One family hopped into a Prius to drive away from the boulder.
A car is gonna run.
Joel Finkelstein brought his kids, but he was clearly the most excited.
I loved Raiders of the Lost Ark my whole life. Every time I went to a playground as a kid, I would always be running from an imaginary boulder. Absolutely, it's pretty cool to have a real one.
Creator Lauren Ellen McCann isn't as much of a Jones super fan. She says the Alley of Doom is really just an excuse to get people to come out and play.
You know, there's a couple of grandmas out here just hanging out, smiling. Their kids aren't even running, but people can tap into that feeling.
Well, it wasn't the Bulls, but we did all right.
McCann wants to publish how-to instructions so every city can create its own Alley of Doom. Travis Larchuk, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.